wasn't strong enough. It wasn't giving her enough oxygen. They switched to this one, and they were recognizing the same thing. She wasn't getting enough oxygen, and she was fighting to breathe. It was a constant drop. It would be so sudden. It would be so unexpected. It looked like she was getting oxygen. We're watching the monitors. We're watching what they call the oxygen saturation. And it would just randomly just drop. It could have been like every 15 minutes sometimes. It was a couple hours apart, but it was just constant. So they, like I said, they had to push the respirator up to 100% pressure. Now, the problem was, I can't remember which day, I'm going to say probably day three. The pressure from the respirator tore a hole in her lung because, you know, it's just so, it's pumping the oxygen so hard.
Hmm.
And then her lung collapsed.
Hmm.
So she's now needing as much oxygen as she could get. And they're pushing as hard as they could with this, pumping this oxygen. But she's only working with one lung.
Hmm.
And at the very same time, to battle the MG, they were doing plasma exchange, which is a five-day process of just filtering out all the plasma in your body. So she was going through like multiple levels of severity in this crisis. So she has this collapsed lung, really, really bad pneumonia, MG, going through the plasma exchange. They realized they had to put a chest tube in her to try to release some of the oxygen because she got what was called a pneumothorax. Mm-hmm. And that happens when you have a tear in your lung and the oxygen is escaping into your chest cavity and it's putting pressure. And that's what causes the lung to collapse, right? It's putting pressure on the lung. Mm-hmm. You got basically a bubble of air in your chest. Mm-hmm. And it's pushing down on you. So she was at real risk of her second lung collapsing because of this pressure and or tearing because now she has 100% of the oxygen pressure being pushed into one lung and just previous to that it tore the other lung. So she went through this, like this level of severity while she was in the ICU. And things were this bad for at least a month and a half. We spent 3 months in the hospital, but a month and a half of that was at this constant just crisis state where every day, almost every minute, she's fighting for a breath.
Mm.
And it was just like this constant monitoring to watch because the pneumonia, which lasted weeks and weeks, had built up so much secretion. It was causing a blockage in her respirator on a ventilator.
Mm.
So she had this tube going into her mouth and the secretions would block it several times a day. Like, I can't remember how many, but like, if I said 15 times a day, that probably would be like an underestimate. So it was consistent. You had to watch her close because she would block the tube secretion and then choke to the point where she's like turning blue before you could clear the secretions.
Hmm.
And then her respirator, the oral one, was starting to cause an infection. So she ended up having compounding infections going on inside her while she's doing all of this. They ended up switching out and giving her a tracheotomy. So she got basically the ventilator moved from her mouth to a hole in her neck. And then again, we had to really keep watch to make sure all the secretions were blocking the tube that runs through the tracheotomy into her neck so that way she could continue to breathe. But she stuck it out. Like, I can't begin to explain the level of struggling and suffering she had to go through to really stick this out for 3 months. And like I said, the first month and a half, almost 2 months, it was a fight for every breath or every day throughout that time. And then she really, really struggled really hard, but she managed to recover.
Wow. So impressive. Talk about inspiration, man. That's pretty heavy duty stuff, man. That's what we love. We like to bring people on here that are achievers and survivors of all these traumas and tribulations. It reminds me of my own brother and what he went through. This is a next level type thing, man. That's, man, just so special. I'm so happy that you were able to join us and explain to the people on, you know, what you went through and survived through, and give that the words that, you know, other people can know and listen and realize that they can come through these kind of afflictions too, with the support of their family, with the support of, you know, the community out here. I know we spoke of her a lot, and we're giving out a lot of well wishes and prayers going out for her. And I just really appreciate you joining us here live. And we do want to bring you in from time to time and get some of the knowledge that you have too, with all your education in politics and other things that, you know, can help us improve this world and make it a more positive and better place. And so I really appreciate you. We're going to have to say bye for now. Thank you so much. And any last words?
I just want to say thanks for allowing us to share a story real quick. And I'm sure we'll have a chance of speaking at more to it in time, because it really was a story of like this, she had such a strong will and her ability just to keep pushing and not let that get her down and keep going and work on her recovery. Such a great story for that. Very inspiring for anybody who would be around it. As a parent, it was, you know, it was horrifying and scary, but at the same time, it was inspiring to see how well she had the mental state to recover. So I'm sure we'll have more chance to talk about it. But yeah, thanks again for letting us be able to talk about the story a little bit.
Yes, no problem. Okay, thank you so much, and lots of love to you and Gemden, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Yeah, bye. Take care. Yeah, that was Sagaj, my brother from out in the Mi'kmaq people, and his story with his daughter that came through a very bad situation medically, and she survived, fought through it. What an inspiration,
wow,
man.
Yeah.
Pretty strong stuff. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program. Coming up next, we're going to be having a talk with Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. But first, we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Teddy, and the song called Rich. So let's have a listen to that, and stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone.
Contribute nothing to society. I don't struggle, I don't hustle. If you want it, you can have it. Sorry, I wasn't born to work. No, I wasn't born to work. I'm too pretty to get dirty. Yeah, I said that you can sue me. Don't wanna lift a finger.
For the money, for the money.
Go to bed and wake up.
With the money, with the money.
I deserve a good thing.
It's not for me, it's not for me.
Call me crazy, you call me lazy, but I just wanna be rich. Yeah, I just wanna be rich. I just wanna be rich. I just wanna be rich.
wanna be rich. I want Gucci, Prada, make them custom, they don't fit me. Nepotism, trust fund, baby, industry planting me daily. Sorry, I wasn't born to work. No, I wasn't born to work.
Myself, can somebody just pay me to just be me? Like, I don't want to work, damn. Don't want to lift a finger
for the money, for the money.
Go to bed and wake up
with the money, with the money.
I deserve a good thing.
It's all for me, it's all for me.
Call me crazy, call me lazy, but I just want to be rich. I just want to be rich.
Money, money, money.
Don't you wanna be rich?
Happiness only. Work hard. I'll go with the flow. I'll just chase the life that I'm after.
Call me crazy, call me lazy, but
I just wanna be rich. I just wanna be rich. I just wanna be rich.
All right, we're back. That was Teddy and his song Rich, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He came through lymphoma, cancer, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So his story inspires a lot of people, including myself. He's one of my biggest heroes. And so grateful to have you on the air with us today. How are you doing, Shkwaisht?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Trying to get cool after being too cold for 8 months.
Yeah, it's a church.
Now it's time to complain about being too hot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I liked your song pick. I just want to be rich. It kind of reminds me of like society, how it's been going these days. We have our topic today, and it's on human growth. And we'd love to have your words on that.
Now that I think of it, it's kind of like the song. We kind of stunted out and kind of devolving, heading back towards our Neanderthalic roots. It's kind of like highs and lows. It's every century's had a great war. That's because we top out and want to be rich without work. We all move away. All of our ethnic groups and religions and all that, we all kind of start out, with the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We move away from that, and that leads us to want to be rich without work, drop of a hat, we're sending all our young men off to war to die for nothing. So I figure we've bottomed out on our growth rate now as humans.
Yeah, it's like we need to hit the reset button and get back into striving to make ourselves better as humanity, not as just our separate societies and different cultures. We got to band together, we got to work together and find the best positive solutions for the world and just to survive, never mind thrive. You know, we're going in the direction of extinction if we don't change. But we can change, we know we can change, and that's what our radio program is all about, being the change that we want to see. And each one of us can do that. And I'm just so grateful that you're able to come on to our program and share some of your insights on our subjects and topics and your inspiration of, you know, surviving the worst that life has to throw at us. So a big thank you to you, Gukstremch. And
What we've all been led to believe, our leaders and talking heads, you know, the media and all that, got us believing we got to do unto others before they do unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of do unto others as you would have them do to you, eh?
Yeah.
Treat us good, treat us respectfully, honorably. Instead they're gonna steal our wallet out of our pockets while they pretend to lovingly hug us. Type thing, you know.
I'm sure everybody knows exactly what you're talking about, so
when I seen that song, I was thinking a good one to go with that, with Teddy's Riches, Britney Spears, is Work, Bitch. You know, you can't get rich if you don't work. So that's why I gotta have that on. Because of the way we are going as a society. Okay, so I thank you guys for having me on. Let me babble about. I hope I've added a little good knowledge to you and the people out there listening.
Well, we thank you and enjoy that hot weather while we can, and on your recovery too. So, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay.
So, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Squite Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and we're going to carry on with our program. And up next, we have our production manager, Lady Faima, a very fantastic person. And so we're going to play her a song from Brant Bjork, and it's called Automatic Fantastic. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody, and just hold on a minute.
Why don't we hear from Cilia
on
her human growth while we load this next song up?
Because,
it's just interesting that song just opened up a whole different idea, too, is that richness, you know, that richness that can come from focusing on growing both in this larger group and larger community and larger nature and everything, and also ourselves individually, like that's where wealth lies, you know, that wealth of and I think of it as a tremendous act of love too, because it's love to self, but it's also love to the world if what we're doing is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Growing. And then the other part that your brother said is like this whole thing of being comfortable and not having to work. I think discomfort is can be a very beautiful edge for helping us grow.
Beautiful, wonderful.
There we go. I slid into home plate, didn't
you
I?
You did. So, we'll carry on with our program. We're going to get to Brant Bjork, Automatic Fantastic, for a very fantastic person, Lady Faima.
Excellent.
So listen and enjoy, everyone. Here it is. On the line with us, Lady Faima, very fantastic. And we're listening to Brant Bjork, his song called Automatic Fantastic. And we have a very fantastic, wonderful person here with us, Lady Faima. How are you doing, Lady Faima?
I'm doing fantastic, as you said, because everything is fantastic. The song, fantastic. The crew, fantastic. The team, marvelous, fantastic. It cannot be more positive as is.
And the listeners.
Yes.
Yes, so we're going to carry on with our program, and our subject is on human growth. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Definitely. The human growth is starting, you know, educating ourselves, especially the Simon Fraser University and all the students in the university. They are growing like a plant, like a flower every day, because they are learning, they are adding to their knowledge, and they become, you know, master on whatever path they are choosing for their future. And another growth that I can look into it is just when we take a risk, and losing after the risk, we are losing, actually we grow and we become more expertise, and the victory is coming after the risk, because we never exercise our shortfall or weakness, and they have been recovered, and we become stronger. And another example that I can provide, Anna Marcus, Irish dancer, the student of the Art University. She is fantastic. At the age of 12, she started as a professionally to become the Irish dancer, and she represented Canada in the world. And she, after hours and the months and many, many practices, that she has been even injured because she was focused and say no to all the weaknesses that every human being has it. And she reached the top of the world, and she became the child of the world. Actually, everyone visited, you know, her performance. She became a child of every household, and everyone wished to have a daughter like that. And she just conquered her weaknesses, and she focused on her power, the positivity, and continuously sacrificed in that regard, so she gained it at the end as a victory. These are the greatest lesson for the human being, and I just always inspire when I'm having a chat with her, or even she is a guest at the station. It's just such a remarkable story, and empowering for each one of us to take a place, and we focus on the positivity and what we can do. Even is the art, is the kindness, is the virtues. We take action and just say no to all the nonsense that we are surrounded. Mm. Thank you very much for having me. It's such a privilege and honor to be at this station. Thank you kindly.
Beautiful and wonderful as usual. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your beautiful, wonderful words with us. Absolutely fantastic, just like the song. So we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thank you kindly. After all, I am the student and the servant of mankind. Thank you so much.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fima, and we're going to have to say bye for now to everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. We're going to end with Luca Imbriaba and his song Paco Groove. Thank you for joining us, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you.
a big shout out to Magnus, Conavar, Juju, all our volunteers here up at the radio station for keeping us going.